good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty at 76 degrees.
That's the high for the day, and we'll stay right around there with mostly sunny skies.
National Weather Service now confirming three tornadoes hit portions of northeast Wisconsin early yesterday morning. Strongest hit the New London and Hortonville areas in Waupaca and Outagamie counties, classified as an EF2, winds over 110 miles an hour. That tornado damaged hundreds of homes due to downed trees and heavily damaged a church, which Governor Scott Walker visited this morning. The other two tornadoes were classified as EF1, one affecting the northern portion of Appleton, the other around the Brown-Calumet County line. One person did die due to cleaning up storm damage in Marinette County, hit by a car. Power remains out for thousands across the affected areas still at this hour. And according to We Energy's Brian McNulty, may be a while before they get power back on.
It's very labor intensive just to replace one pole. It takes time. It takes resources.
Storms took out something like 150 power poles. Utilities hopeful all power will be restored by the weekend.
Wisconsin gas prices dropped another penny overnight. The AAA's statewide average for regular unleaded is $3.62 a gallon, 3.5 cents less than a week ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says there are no obvious issues that could drive up fuel prices, but that can change at the drop of a hat. In the meantime, experts say gas will keep dropping after Labor Day when most vacations are over and kids are back in school. Prices in Sheboygan County ranging from $3.68 to $3.59.
Sheboygan man behind bars after he was caught trying to break into an ATM machine early this morning. Police said the 26-year-old suspect was using a crowbar in an effort to open the machine at the U.S. Bank at 12th and Clara about 2 this morning. Lieutenant Bill Adams said thanks to an alert witness who called police, officers were on the scene within minutes. Adams said the suspect fled on foot but was apprehended after a short search. She said the ATM was damaged but not entered.
A Sheboygan man charged in a blackmail and sexual assault scheme has been sentenced to prison. 22-year-old Dalton Vanderloo was back in Sheboygan County Court yesterday and sentenced to 14 years in prison to be followed by 15 years on extended supervision. Vanderloo was arrested last September for blackmailing and sexually assaulting a 19-year-old Sheboygan woman. The scheme began months earlier when the victim received a Facebook message from an unknown person who convinced her to send a naked photo of herself for money. But then Vanderloo threatened to share the photo with her friends and family, which led to 7 meetings for sexual activity until the victim contacted police. They then intervened during one of the meetings, and Vanderloo was arrested.
Sheboygan man facing a sexual assault charge regarding an April incident in the city of Sheboygan that may have involved a rape drug. 44-year-old Bradley Kilgore made his initial appearance in Sheboygan County Court yesterday. According to the criminal complaint, the incident took place during the early morning hours of April 12th at a residence near South 16th in Indiana. The victim told authorities she did sleep there after receiving a drink she claims was made by Kilgore and taking what she thought was Tylenol given by another person. After waking up the next day, partially clad, she had vomiting episodes, double vision, and hickeys and bruises on her body. Analysis of DNA found on the victim matched that of Kilgore. He claims he never made the victim a drink nor touched her during that night. Kilgore could spend up to 40 years in prison if found guilty.
The Walker administration now says police will not arrest observers who watch the almost daily anti-Walker sing-alongs in the state capitol rotunda. For the last 2 weeks, Capitol Police have issued around 200 citations to members of the Solidarity Singers who refuse to get permits required for statehouse gatherings of 20 or more. Officers have also given warnings to those who watched something State Senator John Erpenbach says is a bully move.
Especially during the noon hour when you have people coming and going like this constantly and you have, you know, the authorities come up and saying if you don't move along you're going to get a ticket is ridiculous.
The Wisconsin State Journal said it inquired about the authority of Capitol Police to cite observers and administration spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis emailed saying observers will not receive citations and did not know why observers got warnings in the first place.
A Texas gunman goes on a rampage, shooting dead 2 people, injuring 2 more at a home in Dallas, carrying out the same shootings not long after in a nearby town, DeSoto, a home there, the 4 wounded victims being treated for injuries. The 4 fatalities are 3 adults and 1 teenager. Unknown what motivated the Dallas shooting, but DeSoto Police Corporal Melissa Frank said their victims knew the shooter.
We do believe that this is a domestic-related incident.
Tomorrow is the deadline for low-income parents to apply for state-funded vouchers to send their kids to private school this fall. Wisconsin approved a limited statewide choice program a few weeks ago. 48 private and religious schools have applied for the program, including 5 in Sheboygan County. The limit is 500 students, and if there are more applicants than that, only the 25 schools with the highest numbers of applications will be allowed to take part. The State Department of Public Instruction says it will wait until next week to announce how many parents apply and which schools will make the final cut.
Well, Fond du Lac County prosecutors have charged a 33-year-old Fond du Lac man for allegedly setting fire to his mother's home after she had kicked him out. Bond was set at $50,000 cash for Timothy Schneider when he made an initial court appearance on arson and burglary charges yesterday. According to the criminal complaint, Schneider used gasoline to start that fire last Friday afternoon. Nobody was home at the time, but the blaze caused extensive damage to the structure and smoke damage throughout. How about that forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny skies for your Thursday, a high near 76.
How about the going into the weekend, looking a little better?
We've got a slight chance for some showers overnight tomorrow morning, but otherwise should be dry.
All right. Right now, 77. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh, WHBL News Time at 12:06.